In this episode, well, I'm going to explain why you should add pricing to your website.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right. I am still sequestered and I'm quarantined during the quarantine. And I'm inside of the Wirebuzz studio while this video shoot's going on, and I'm disconnected from my hard drive that's got some of the work. It's on the other side of the office. I can't get to it, and I'm starting to think about something that we learned as a business that's helped us for our business convince and convert faster that you need to know about for your business. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. Years ago, 5 years ago maybe, our strategy team here at Wirebuzz, they started talking about pain points and frustrations. If you can understand pain and frustrations for your prospects, it's really easy to respond to them, address them, and then provide a better level of service. Because, you know, what people do is, like the great Donald Miller says, people are drawn to clarity and away from confusion. So if you confuse, you lose. And throughout our sales process over the years, we've discovered that we've confused or irritated or frustrated people. Not directly, but indirectly, and that still adds up as you're going through the sales process when you're the buyer. And so my strategy team, we kept hearing people ask us, okay, well, what does this cost? And we would do the big reveal, like 3 meetings in or 2 meetings in, and give them the cost of the video project. And you know what happened next? And by the way, this isn't about video. This is about customers. So whatever industry you're in, pick this up as a blueprint and apply it because it'll work. And even in complex businesses where everything is custom, it'll still work. It's worked beautifully for ours. So we started to notice that people were getting frustrated on price. We were basically pulling off the scab when we would reveal the price at the end of the proposal. And then maybe 50% of them would be pissed off and we wouldn't talk to them again. And once we've gone through that process enough, like you and your business, you should instinctually have a light bulb moment that goes, how could I make this a better process for people? Because if you're getting 50% of the leads that are getting irritated with you, it doesn't matter what industry you're in or what type of product, you're obviously have an opportunity to refine your process. So the strategy team kept saying to me, they're like, dude, we should put pricing on the website. And I kept pushing back. I'm like, no, you guys, it's not easy. It's actually impossible to do because every price is custom. Every project is based on what the client's needs are. And we pull it together. And then when I was done doing my whole rant in defense of the status quo, what I would really get back from them is, yeah, that's great. But the customer is telling us directly or indirectly that we are increasing frustration and increasing confusion in the sales process. And as we confuse, we continue to lose. But I was stubborn as an owner can be. And 3 years went by and eventually I said, all right, I caved in. I heard this argument so many times. How would you do it? And then somebody was like, well, why don't we do a small, medium, and large? Small project, medium project, large project. Or why don't we do a small video, a larger video, or a more complex video? And I just said, fine, do it. And they pulled it together, and this is all their success, not mine. I got the hell out of my own way. My own limiting beliefs didn't prevail. And we put pricing on our website. Now, let me tell you what happened. Once I saw it, I was like, oh, okay, so that's how it's done. That's interesting. I never thought about it. And as the business owner, as the business lead, you got to get out of your way and let other people's visions also surface because they're on your team for a reason. You hired people smarter than you for a reason. Allow them to open up their wings and shine. And when I did that and I saw it on the site, I started to notice something different was happening in our meetings when we would go into the second meeting and go through the proposal and do the big reveal and pull off the scab. The sticker shock was gone. because people who started meeting with us were on the website. They saw the pricing page. They saw our rough ballparks. And when we presented the price, there was no freak out moment. Like, how dare you guys waste two meetings and now tell me it's going to be this high? Because with all of these projects, my wife and I are in the process of either building a home or remodeling a home and building a new office or remodeling a new, like, we're going through this whole process right now. And all we really want to know is what is the price, right? And when you're building a home, they're like, what do you mean, what is the price? We don't even know what kind of floors you want yet. And are you going to do the textured wall like you mentioned, or when you showed us in the photo, like, or with weddings, it's like, what are you going to do? Are you going to get married at City Hall, or are you going to get married at the Ritz-Carlton? Like, there's all these differences in pricing. But for you and for your business, and really for your prospects and your conversion rate, if you can put some simple ballpark pricing and make sure people know, if you've got custom pricing, that this is just a rough ballpark and we'll figure out yours as we meet and dial it in for your needs, you'll start to see an amazing result. We started converting, like 85% of the proposals we presented started getting yeses because the people were vetting themselves because they saw the price on our site. So start thinking about how you can inject greater clarity into your sales process, get more yeses, grow your business, and start developing the company you've always dreamt of developing. Peace.